Welcome to the Bandai Arcade Staff Podcast, and today we have with us...
Eric.
Lydia.
I'm Grant.
And who are you, Grant?
I'm the new financial controller here at Penny Arcade. So I handle the books and the numbers and the bean counting.
Awesome.
Your joke.
Oh, that's right. It's saving my terrible, terrible joke. So they brought me on as a financial controller because I'm more of a console guy. Otherwise, I would have been a financial keyboard and mouse. Good night, everybody.
So today, we're going to talk a little bit about PAX East and PAX South. And anything else that comes up. So how is your PAX, Lydia? What did you do there?
At PAX, Josh, Gavin, and I got to judge a VR sculpting contest.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
For the game Medium for the Oculus.
Yeah. Oculus Touch.
I still have not had a chance to do any of that VR stuff yet. I got to get in one of those.
You are missing out.
We can solve it. We can do it in this very room at some point.
Wow.
Yeah.
The future.
There is stuff here.
I will say, next time, going to try not to be too nice.
Yeah, everyone was nice. I expected, like, a little bit of harsh commentary, but...
Well, you know.
It was they had so much heart.
They did.
I mean, you know, people lost. That's people, harsh.
People did lose. Mm-hmm. That is true.
I think some people were disappointed that they lost. They thought they had it.
Yeah. There was a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff was done?
So the first topic was, in the prelims, it was breakfast food. So we had various bowls of fruit and bowls like pancakes and like the
full
winner
breakfast
made
medleys.
Yeah, the winner did a Happy Meal.
Oh, wow.
Like bag and like with the M and everything.
Yeah.
Technically, Happy Meal is not breakfast.
Well, it's true. He did it.
It was
breakfast
McDonald's
Happy Meals.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't specifically.
He did a McBiscuit?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. And a bag.
Well, there you go. Okay.
I misspoke. He didn't. I don't think he branded it Happy Meal.
Well, he did the McDonald's arches.
Yeah, right. Yeah, which breakfast meals do have.
And some guy did a really nice plate of food that had something that I thought was Pop-Tarts that would have been 100% like winner if they were Pop-Tarts, but they were French toast.
That
was disappointing, but he still won because it was.
Yeah,
still
so they had when the judges went around, they looked at what was there and they sort of tried to interpret what was there themselves,
mm-hmm.
and then they had the person explain it. And if the interpretation and the explanation was correct, then that I assume gave them more likely to win bonus mm-hmm. points or whatever. If it was wrong, then that was worth less points.
That makes sense.
So, and then the final round was animals. We had one guy did a, I think he knew he was going to lose, so he did a pretty decent little elephant head.
Ellie the elephant.
No, the ones in the last round were great.
Yeah, but he had this like whole story about it. Like it wasn't.
She's the valedictorian.
Yeah.
And was the only person in her family to graduate college.
She had a little tear and she had a fez.
Yeah, it's pretty
sweet.
Elephant
college, you have a fez instead of a graduation cap. And then you have.
Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, right. You know, you had a little first place medal. Or she did. And then, what else? There was
the whole Pokemon fight scene.
Pokemon fight scene, yeah. He did, like,
with a
three
Weedle,
different Pokemon with a ball.
Weedle, Diglett, and Pidgey.
Pidgey?
What is Pokeball.
Diglett? Is Caterpie?
Weedle.
Is the same thing? Oh.
Weedle.
I don't. Okay, why am I
Weedle
even
Pokemon.
Saying anything? It's Pokemon, I don't fucking know.
What was the third one?
Third one was...
Then there was the one in the egg that was
completely egg,
unique.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
I don't know what game. I assume it was from a game. But
no,
she just made it up.
What did she? Okay.
Yeah.
It was the cross between a Hatchimal and a Pinkman.
Yeah, it was cool. It was this little egg and there was like this little guy there. It was really well done. Like she spent a lot of time on the egg. For a long time, she was just carving that. We were like, I don't know.
She's an artist by trade, I believe.
Yeah.
So you said it was more of a carving than a drawing type thing.
It's a sculpting.
Like, virtual like clay. Stuff to work with.
Yeah, you can do different shapes, like create different shapes, and then you can sort of carve them away and
you can cut it into layers.
Yeah, you can split into layers and work on just different layers. You can paint. You can manipulate the
pull different tools and whatnot. I assume.
Yeah, there's a whole array of tools.
Yeah, it's very detailed.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And then the winner had Sonic.
Sonic in action.
Yeah.
With like speed lines and everything.
Yeah, it's
it looked really cool.
Palm trees and rings.
Dang.
Yeah, he did really well.
Super good.
The thing I'm looking most forward to on the whole VR thing coming up is the Star Trek Bridge Crew.
Mm-hmm. This should be good. I haven't tried it yet.
I couldn't tell that you would be interested in that.
Yeah,
he's wearing a Star Trek shirt. Right,
I honestly forgot I was wearing that while I was saying that. Yeah. That's the one that's in my head.
Yeah. No, it should be good. I've played Artemis, which is not VR, but is that sort of Bridge Crew simulator, which is real good. But yeah, I'm excited for that. It'll be good. It'll be fun.
Did you try to wait in line for it at West?
I did. Got there a bit too late, though.
Yeah, it's probably VR at PAX. It takes up so much space, you can't have that many demos.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had 28 free play stations at PAX South, and we got through maybe 2,500 people of the you know, tens of thousands or how many are there. So yeah, it's hard.
There's setup time and everything.
Yeah, that's with 10 to 15 minute demos, but then there's a couple minutes of turnover in between and sanitizing and whatnot.
Go ahead.
I was just saying most booths have like 4 maybe demo stations, so they're getting through significantly less than that.
I actually had less time to explore this past year at PAX West because part of my schedule was set for me because I actually was drawn as an Omeganaut this last year.
Oh yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. It was actually kind of nice to not have to worry about figuring out what I was going to do. Right. It's like, okay, I know I'm going to be here on these days.
Right.
But it was stressful. It's, yeah. I mean,
how far did you get in?
I got eliminated in the third round.
Okay.
Third round, okay.
So what did you play?
First round, we played a game called Set,
mm-hmm.
which is a card game. You have to identify patterns, colors,
yep.
et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Second round was Inverses, which is a really cool game. Mm-hmm. That came, mm-hmm. I think that was PAX 10.
Yeah, that was
is that the white
PAX
and black? Like
yeah,
blocks?
Black and white one, yeah.
And it was like only released a couple weeks before PAX, yeah, yeah. So like I had to wait for it to come out so I could practice it. I bought all the games once they told us what they were. And then the round I lost out in was a game called Speedrunners.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Which is I recommended that game.
Extremely stressful. it was a crazy game. It was fun, but it's like, especially when the border starts closing in around you, and it's like, Jesus, what am I doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never played that game.
It's it might be a good one for first 15 at some point or something.
I see it's very popular. Well, yeah, yeah. Well, Michael probably get angry.
Well, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Since one of those all about the stress, less about the art type
of
thing.
Maybe just several of us playing at the streaming or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, you need to have at least 4 people playing because that's what really makes it. Because, I mean, if you just have 2, one person gets eliminated, it's quick over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we could play it on Friday then or something.
Millennials can play it.
Millennials can play it, yes.
You can pretend to be a millennial and play it too.
Hey, Josh, do you think people listening to this may not know that we're streaming or that we do streams? Should we talk about streams?
I guess you never know.
I suppose that's possible.
We do streams on Twitch, guys. If you haven't been watching, you're missing out.
Yeah. Right now we have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday scheduled at 2. Different streams each day. And then Tuesday is drawing.
Tuesday, Mike draws in the morning. And starting this week at 2, or whenever Mike is done drawing, we'll be starting tabletop games.
Oh, nice.
Womp, womp,
on Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I was not aware of that.
I told you that, Eric. How come you don't remember?
Do you not listen to Josh?
Specifically,
to not
I told
remember
you that.
For the stream benefit?
And
yeah, that's the ticket.
I think you just don't listen to Josh.
Thursday is first 15 live streamed.
Sweet.
Boosh.
Yeah.
And this staff podcast will be streamed on Monday at 11?
At 11 a.m. we will start streaming this. Starting.
At least some of it.
Wait, you mean like they can see me?
Not right now.
In the future?
Yes, in the future.
They will be able to see
everyone will see you.
Mm-hmm.
They missed this one.
So should be starting the 13th.
And then you can ask questions live and we will be able to answer them live.
Yeah, but it will still come out as a podcast, as regular, just for you guys.
Anything? Well, I guess I will keep the conversation going about PAX.
Okay.
Are you excited for East?
I'm excited for East. Yeah, we're going to have more VR stuff. We're gonna do the medium tournament again.
Are we gonna do a what's the other one called? Sketcher?
Probably not. I need to look into that first and learn about it. And I had to turn in the tournament schedule yesterday.
Oh.
Friday. So.
Well, fine.
So it's sort of locked in now.
Fine.
But we can still have it and the free play, and people can play with it, and we can do sort of ad hoc things.
Yeah, I think they like it a lot. The Oculus people that were helping us with the thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they were much like that. Yeah, they haven't really done that kind of thing before. What secrets can you reveal about merch?
Secrets. Well,
or things that just maybe.
It's gonna be Pin Mania.
Will these cool acting shirts be there?
Yes, they will be. Okay. These cool acting shirts will be there. Our Thanks Internet shirt will be there. I'm going to be sneaking in a couple of other shirts that haven't been at shows for a while.
Will there be any new shirts aside from the always new PAX shirts? You don't have to say what they are. You just have to, you can say that there's new
will
shirts.
Will there be new shirts? Previously unreleased shirts.
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes.
All right. Unsure.
Wink if yes. Only we'll see.
Definitive maybe.
Definitive, exactly. Definitive maybe. We'll see what the designers cook up in the next week.
Yeah, I guess there's not much time.
No, there's...
These packs are very close together.
They have to kind of make the stuff. What?
29 days? 30 days? Something like that.
I don't know what it is.
A little bit more than 30 days, because it isn't on the 10th. Is that when it starts, March 10th?
I don't know.
No idea.
No. We will have a video games exclusive crew neck for East, but you'll just have to wait and see for that one.
The famous video games crew neck?
I love that crew neck. I love
it
very much.
It is the 10th.
It is the 10th.
Ha!
All right.
Called it.
Cool.
But you'll just have to pay attention to the Twitter and Jerry's feed to know more about merchandise in the near future.
Cool.
Is the environment a lot different at East than it is to West? Like I said, I've only been to the West so far.
It is very different.
Define environment.
Well, just like the general feel. I've heard that sometimes, like either the South or the East, I can't remember, people say it's a little bit more chill.
Boston is very Seattle-like as far as...
What?
Like, people and just general attitude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And weather, really, except for that it snows a little more, but...
You think Bostonites are laid back?
At PAX.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, at PAX, yes.
At PAX, they're a little bit punchier.
Attitude, but as far as...
Not they don't extreme to the full East Coast sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, culturally they're a little more Seattle-ish.
I feel like the moment I land on the East Coast, like I go full back onto like East Coast.
Wow. maybe you.
Stereotype.
Maybe you.
Yeah, but you're not from Boston. You're from New York, right?
I am from New York.
There you go.
Did you just do a Southern drawl?
New York. That's my New York accent.
that's a solid attempt.
New York. Isn't that how you say it?
New York.
I'm actually from Long Island.
Okay.
No.
Long
Isn't
Island.
That in New York?
It is in New York, but I wanted to say it with the Long Island accent.
Did you say it?
Long Island.
You gotta hit the G.
I didn't.
Okay. Wolf, dog.
Oh, okay.
Long Island. Long Island.
Worcester. So PAX East is... Like, as Josh said, the people are generally the same, the feel is generally the same, but the PAX is different because it is all in one building.
It's very big.
In West, you spread out amongst the city, and you're in all these different buildings.
Right, right.
You're in, like, 8 different venues now or whatever. But at East, it's all in one, this giant, huge
it's a
building.
Big,
they just
like,
have a bigger
ring.
Facility to work
it is,
with.
It is way bigger, huge.
Yeah, it's 2-mile walk around.
Yes.
And it's a big ring with exhibition hall and... Huh. Usually tabletop or something in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It is huge. So you have everyone in one place. So it's not downtown, like in the midst of downtown, like West is, or even South is, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit out of downtown. So the area around it is growing more. There's more restaurants and stuff, but there's still not as many. So people sort of have to either eat inside or sort of go a little bit distance to get food and get from their hotels and stuff. So.
Okay.
East was my home. It was my first PAX. And when I went to West, I was like, this is food con because there's so much food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff just immediately outside the convention center there. You can get, I mean, there's just cheap local chains, but there's pho everywhere.
Yeah. Which is nice for West. So it's like any restaurant you go in at West is generally not too crowded because they're sort of, people are spread out so much more.
Mm-hmm.
But East, any restaurant within a block or two is just packed,
which is
because
not
the only restaurants available beyond the food that's in the building.
There's this really great bakery called Flower that I always go to, which is always
Flower's
packed.
Great. I get the feeling that's always packed anyway, though.
Well, yeah, they're just really good
because it's
one of those trendy spots.
It's
What kind of restaurant is it?
It's a bakery, like
health
breakfast
food bakery.
Lunch? I think they do lunch as well, but yeah.
One of my favorite places that's near the Washington State Convention Center is just a few blocks away down on 5th. It's called Specialties. I don't know if you've ever been there, but they have, I think they've changed the recipe a little bit lately, but they've always had like these meat and cheese filled croissants. Not like a croissant sandwich, but they're like actually stuffed inside the croissant and baked. And they've got like ham and cheddar with cream cheese inside, and they're just amazing.
I have a question. Since you guys are both natives, I assume.
Ish.
Ish? Or...
I grew up in Spokane originally.
Oh, well, good enough.
It's not really the same thing. it's like you saying, like, being from New York is the same as being from Boston. Like, is that the same to you?
Is upstate the same as being from New York?
No.
There's a very different...
Have you been to Spokane?
I have not been to Spokane, actually.
Ask Mike and Jerry about it sometime.
Okay. Well, still, you're from the state.
True fact.
One of the things that I miss very much are, like, Kaiser roll egg sandwiches. Is that a thing here at all?
Kaiser roll egg sandwiches.
They're like Kaiser roll...
That is not a familiar thing to me.
Bacon, fried eggs,
sounds
salt
good.
And pepper.
Like, it sounds delicious.
All right.
Kaiser rolls are a little bit more crusty shell, right?
Yeah. These are like poppy seeds on them.
I mean,
okay, right.
I'm sure somebody makes them around here.
Yeah, I bet you can find one.
They're probably, but it's not like...
A staple?
It's not a staple.
No, yeah,
it's not
thing.
A thing.
I do really like some good East Coast food, though. Like, everybody on my dad's side of the family is from like, Philly and Jersey. And so I grew up going back there and having like pork roll and birch beer and cheese steaks. That's the place to go. And
birch beer.
I've had some other, because birch beer isn't common out here at all.
I don't think I really drank birch beer that much anyway.
But the other thing that I like when I've had business travels or other reasons to go more eastward is Waffle House. Mm. The best.
Never been to one.
You haven't been to Waffle House?
Josh, have you been to Waffle House?
Don't they have Waffle House here?
Nope. Like, the closest one is, like, Ohio, I think, from here.
Yeah.
Ohio.
But it's a very west and southern kind of thing. Where they're prevalent, they're everywhere. Like, literally two at every exit off the highway. So truckers can, like, if you're going one way, if you're going the other way, it's easy for them to just pull off. And they'll be, like, across the street from each other just on different ends of the highway.
I just heard all the different ways you can get hash browns.
Smothered, covered, diced, chunked. Top
I feel
country,
like I've been great. To one, but I don't remember.
it's the best, like, cheap, greasy food you can get.
This is a South thing.
So anytime I ever had a business trip out there, like down in Atlanta or out to Ohio for a job a few years ago, I had to make sure I had Waffle House at least once.
Do they have one in San Antonio?
Not sure.
I don't know.
Seems like they might.
I don't remember seeing one, but I haven't explored.
There's a lot of space there.
Speaking of Philly, though, we have another PAX. Maybe our listeners don't know.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
I saw that announcement the other day.
PAX Unplugged.
Unplugged.
Yes. In Philly. Coming up November. Something in November. I forget what. Before Thanksgiving?
Was it before or after? I can't remember now.
After would be December, right?
Well.
Unplugged.paxsite.com. Get all your details.
There you go. Here, I'm just going to go
Stay
there right
on
now.
Brand.
Get your Philly cheesesteaks while you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're there, don't call it a Philly cheesesteak. It's just a cheesesteak. When you come out here, people call it a Philly cheesesteak. That's how you know it's not a cheesesteak.
Also, don't go to those two competing places. I can't remember their names. They're like literally...
Pat's and Geno's?
Yeah, that are like... I don't actually like Pat's or Geno's.
Well, there's lots of places to get them, but like if...
There's... Well, I forget the name of the street... Like, the really, like, hipster, cool street. Do you know what I'm talking about? All right. I have to find out.
It is November 17th through the 19th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center.
Pennsylvania.
Woohoo!
So it sounds like the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's like...
Maybe it's 2 weeks.
I don't want to say all board games. It's focused on board games.
It's focused on board, analog card, experiences.
Not video.
Not video.
Hopscotch. Lots of hopscotch.
With panels and
Can I still bring my DS?
I don't think there's a requirement.
You will be stoned at the gate.
I don't think there's any like bag check or anything.
Patch it down. I'm sure you have no electronic objects with you. It's Amish packs.
They just have like an EMP going on in there, so it just fries everything.
Can't even play games on your phone, sorry.
Nope.
No. No tweeting, no live streaming.
You have to write letters by hand.
There's going to be a butter churning station.
That would be make some cool, quilts. Actually.
Yeah, actually.
just like an all analog area where you do everything by hand.
I wonder if there's like...
There's going to be one room dedicated to stick and hoop.
I wonder if there's like old timey games that we can bring back and have there.
Paddleball.
You know, a game like, that,
or cup and ball.
Well, there's actually a variation of that that I think has gotten very popular, but it's not really a cup. It's more like
Oh, kendama.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's kendama.
Okay.
And not familiar with that.
It's like it looks like a little hammer with little indents on either side, and then there's the pointy end.
Oh, and there's like a prong on it too, right?
Yep. And then you have the little ball, and you try and catch it on the little divots and on the pointy end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's gotten really popular.
Huh.
I see them everywhere.
Yeah.
And I saw one, I think one time I was walking through, last time it was in New York City, I think they were just like on the side of the street, just a kid who was really good at it playing with it.
Oh yeah, people do like cartwheels and do it, you know, like it's become the new yo-yo.
Huh.
We should have yo-yos.
Yeah.
Lady, PAX yo-yos.
That actually would be cool.
There you go,
would you like a PAX yo-yo?
Somebody call Tommy Smothers.
Like when that spins, that would look cool too with the PAX.
Tops.
Yeah. All right. Streamers, you help me decide this.
Fighting Tops.
Do we have Fighting Tops?
I don't think you need to, you know, I think we've already been decided.
Blade?
PAX Yo-Yos needs to happen.
PAX Yo-Yos. It could be the next XP prize.
Could be. It's probably not that expensive to get the basic.
Depending on how you make them, yeah.
You do yo-yos, you could do the, I think it was like the Chinese one where it's like two sticks and a string and it's got the big one that goes back and forth.
Yeah.
No one knows how to play that.
Just lots of circus arts, juggling.
That would be cool to have a little circus there.
Could be a panel.
It could be like gym class where you learn how to use little circus things.
Devil sticks.
Yeah. Like
balancing plates.
Unicycles.
There you go.
Now it's just PAX circus, though.
Flame juggling.
Dreams. We'll see. It'll
also
be great.
It's snowing outside, so hardly anybody's in the office today.
It is snowing.
Yeah, this is pretty much the population of the office is in here right now.
We might actually never leave the office because it's still snowing pretty hard.
As long as we don't lose internet and power, we could just keep streaming. We could just...
I was promised...
Stream our
24-hour...
Were you promised?
I did not... Well, I wasn't
PA
promised.
PA office stream.
You weren't promised.
But I assumed that when I moved to Washington that this doesn't happen. I am completely okay
with
it.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Like, this is the first snow we've had at all this winter.
We've had a snow.
We had a tiny bit before.
That doesn't count.
This amount of snow happens every 4 or 5 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a few years ago, around my apartment complex, it snowed. We had that kind of like ice and snow where it snowed, it melted a little bit, and then flash froze after that, and like there were branches breaking off trees and stuff.
It's supposed to freeze tonight.
It mostly freezes. So we'll That's the problem around here, especially with the hills.
Today we'll be fine. Tomorrow we'll be dangerous.
Yeah. So like every 4 or 5 years or so, we get a pretty good snow winter storm. About, I'd say 8, 10 years ago, I lost power. We lost power in our apartment and ended up resorting to, like, I had a gas grill out on the deck, which had a burner on the side. And so I'm cooking ramen outside on a burner on the grill.
But you lived.
Yes, survived. Got through. I think we were one of the lucky ones. We only had power out for a day or two, whereas that whatever year that was, I think it would have been somewhere around 09. Somewhere around there, it was pretty heavy.
Yeah, power outage during the winter is not cool. It's like the worst thing.
I was thinking I should buy some little wood bricks for my fireplace.
I used to love it.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've noticed. Like all the apartments around here have fireplaces.
Mm-hmm. We have gas heat, so it like never bothered me when I growing up. I loved it when the power was out during a snowstorm, and then you'd hear the wind outside, and it was
all done. Keep warm, that's great.
Yeah.
If you have electric heat, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Fair.
You're just sitting there miserable, wrapped in blankets, hoping the power will come back on. Trying to go elsewhere.
And you can't open the fridge or the freezer or anything because you don't want anything to go bad. You want to save the coldness out there.
You put it outside.
You can do that too, I suppose.
If it's cold outside.
Then you have to move everything.
All right.
Yeah, if you're used to having snow, that's a
The problem is usually solution. When the power goes out here, it's because of storms, not necessarily because it's cold.
But yeah. Might not be cold enough outside to store stuff.
No, we're not used to putting things outside.
The windstorm.
Raccoons will take it.
Yeah, those fucking raccoons.
What about grizzly bears?
There are bears outside.
They are everywhere. They're just thick. Thick. Those grizzlies.
Gotta watch over grizzlies.
Hey, those raccoons are way worse.
Yeah,
they're big.
Little trash pandas.
Raccoons and possums. They're everywhere.
Depends on how far out you get from the city, too. You can, like, run into coyotes, too.
Around our office. I was totally stalked by a couple one night when I was walking home.
Wow.
I thought I saw one the other day. Almost hit one, actually.
Yeah.
Driving. It's... It ran out in front of my car.
Redmond's
I swear that was a coyote.
Redmond's sort of borderline suburbs. Like, there's, especially where we are, we're sort of on the edge. There's, mm-hmm. there's a lot of open space.
Oh, yeah. There's just a lot of forest around here. Like, yeah. we keep our forest close.
Oh, and also,
so that we can die anytime.
Depending on where around the Seattle area you are in springtime, you also have to watch out for aggressive geese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's everywhere. Geese are very aggressive. And also swans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, swans are assholes.
Yeah, they are. I once got stared down by a swan that was, like, doing its big arm thing to make itself look as big as possible, where I was just walking, on the beach, and it just, like, decides to come onto shore and then just stands there staring at me.
Yep.
That was its beach.
For, like, 10 minutes. Where I'm just like, can I go?
Geese will hiss at you.
Yeah.
One of my previous jobs was down in Federal Way, and they had kind of a large property around the building where there was kind of a little man-made lake, pond, whatever, and a lot of geese would nest there. And oftentimes they would come up, like, right up around outside the building, so much so that they were like, it's geese season, email going around, watch out for the geese. And if some people would, like, take a walk around the building, I did sometimes, you happen to run into them, they get mad and they hiss at you, and you have to turn around and walk away. You get a face full of goose.
A face full of goose.
We could do that. All right. Have geese fights.
I don't know.
Or not.
How about a geese race?
You race the geese, or you're racing, like, humans versus geese, or like my goose versus your goose?
My goose versus your goose.
Okay.
But they just end up fighting, or they just end up fighting you.
Just angry geese.
Angry geese.
I like angry
geese. I don't think that would work very well.
All right. I think we're done here.
We're done? We've talked all the topics.
I think geese is the end of the
We've just gotten so dull. You're like,
cool story.
We're going to turn this
next
down.
Next time, please tune in at 11 on Monday and give us your questions so we can have more exciting topics.
Or we're just going more aviary. We're going straight to pigeons.
Yeah.
I want more waterfowls.
It may not be us. It might be different people. Mm-hmm. It'll be a roving crowd. Different people each time.
All right. If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@pendiasharkade.com, or, I guess, show up on the stream.
Bye.
There's that, too. Bye.